Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter D for Alan Yates' dog and the number 2 for Alan Yates' dog. Jake Woods, Freddie Cohen together, presented by Progressive Insurance this morning on ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app. Since X and Channel 80 and ESPNU. By the way, real quick, people giving us a lot of love on our top five list of the best NFL players. If you missed Jay's list, for those who were not here for your top five list, you had, as I'm looking at it right now, you had a number
Don't
one.
Don't you lie to the people about
my
list.
I'm not lying to a list. I'm trying to find your list to try to help you out here.
Okay, I'm just saying.
So what's your top five list then, Mr.
Why are you asking me? You got the list in front of you.
No, I got my list. I'm talking about your list.
I forgot. Aaron Donald, number 5. Oh, Nuno took it off the screen. Aaron Donald, number 5.
Nice messing with you.
Justin Jefferson, number 4.
Uh-huh.
Nick Bosa, number 3. Joe Burrow, number 2. Okay. And then Ferrari Pat.
Yes.
As Pat Castillo likes to call him. That name's going to stick with me now.
It should
Patrick Mahomes, number 1.
Okay, I got Myles Garrett of the Browns at number 5. Tyreek Hill of the Dolphins at number 4. Aaron Donald of the Rams at number 3. Nick Bosa of the 49ers at number 2. And Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs at number 1. Derek Butler says, no love for Jeffrey Simmons of the Tennessee Titans?
No.
Okay.
Not
got
top
right
five.
To it, huh?
Not top 5.
Not top 5.
You going top
5?
He
can play, though.
I'll give him top 15.
I'll give him top 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fair. I'll
give him top 12. Okay. Right. Cut it off.
SD9 says, you guys can have Lane Johnson. I'll take Trent Williams when it comes to the best lineman in the league from the 49ers.
Not at that either.
He's made people disappear, too. He's made people disappear, too.
Now, you
want an explanation of Long Shorty, don't you?
I want to get to that in 1 second, but I also, first off, let's get to that. You're right. What the hell is a Long Shorty?
It's something that.
And why
Pat's
is Alan
face is great, by the way.
Pat, do you know what a Long Shorty is?
Isn't that Hogan?
No, he's looking around.
Yeah.
What?
I came up with it.
Sounds like a Black and Mild. Yes. It sounds like something.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Yeah.
Well
like done. The wine tip ones. You could get a shorty at Wawa. I don't know.
Yeah. If oh, no, no. Yeah. Shorty's at Wawa.
Yeah. Hoagie Fest is a
Hoagie Fest. Yeah. Oh, man. Don't stop. Now you're making everybody hungry all over the country. Just stop that. I came up with this when I do football games for Sacred Heart, streaming for Sacred Heart University football in Fairfield, Connecticut during the year. And it was one game, and they threw a short pass to somebody. He broke a tackle and busted it 75 yards. And that's where it came up with it, Long Shorty, where you give somebody a short pass, and they go long with it.
Yeah, Long Shorty.
So Tyreek Hill is as good as that as anybody, where you throw him a short pass, and next thing you know, it's a short play that becomes a long play.
So it's not a slight at his height.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because there was a lot of that in this show for a while, you know, a lot of height jokes. People being small, you know.
Some PTSD.
Yeah, some PTSD about it. Yeah, for sure. 1,000%.
I don't know how people can call you short when you're
6'2". It happens every day.
When you're 6'2".
Like, oh, man, I thought you were taller.
Have you seen the Yao Ming picture?
No, stop.
I did see that over social media over the weekend.
Put it on TV, Jerry.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Nuno has it. You have it printed out in the back?
Yeah, it's hanging behind Nuno.
Don't blame me.
You're savage.
Pat.
Yep. Pat started it.
Don't blame
he really
me.
Did.
Pat
100% started
that. Pat didn't do anything.
That.
Pat's sitting up here. It's behind Nuno, so go figure.
Pat got the Lil Wayne and Jay Will side-by-side.
By the way.
Nothing like him.
By the way, speaking of our list, Pat Costello, your mother has a problem with our list?
Yeah, my mom's not happy with either of you.
Okay. Why? She normally isn't, but why now?
Because you didn't put Jalen Hurts on the list.
By the way, when you said my mom is not happy with either of you, it sounded like a little badass kid.
She's not happy.
He's about to tell somebody something.
You're telling me, Pat?
They went to the Super Bowl. That's what she said.
Well, that's fair, but at that point, you
don't
can make
you
a case.
Don't critique his mom's breakdown. Don't you do that.
I'm not critiquing her breakdown.
I'm just Ms. Costello's
I'm
breakdown.
Being very respectful.
All right, so lower the tone
Costello.
Of your voice.
Stop trolling me. I know what you're trying to do, J-Will.
No, I'm just making sure you're respectful.
Yeah, because the next time if she has some baked goods and I'm going to get short and you're going to get them all going, no, we're not doing that. You're not putting me in the Costello doghouse with Pat Costello's mother. You're not doing
She's
that.
A great educator.
I know she is. I have no doubt about
this. The apple's falling very far. From the tree.
Despite her
Very
son.
Far from the tree.
Totally different tree. It's not even the same tree.
It's fruit. Like your mother's a strong oak. Your mother's a strong oak. You're just like a sapling. That's what you're telling us.
A great apple tree, and I'm like a walnut.
But I would make a better case for Lane Johnson being above Jalen Hurts. I think he's the best offensive tackle in the league. I think he's the best offensive lineman in the league. I'll make a better case for him than Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, top five quarterback. I'm not sure five player in the league, but right. He could crack that this year.
Absolutely. He has another year like last year, and I think he's going to be even better, which would be very scary for anybody in the NFC.
I need some random advice from all of you, okay?
This ought to be good. All right.
I have not been to a movie theater since the pandemic.
Me neither. Don't feel bad.
Haven't been there. Like, what, is it going on 3.5, 4 years now?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of new movies out. And I need to rank them. Like, do I need to go see?
All right, hit it.
Spider-Man.
Multiverse?
Yes.
Multiverse,
I saw it.
Is it out?
That's what I heard.
It's out, right?
I haven't seen it yet, but
soundtrack
I heard.
Soundtrack is amazing. Watch it twice.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's one I'm writing down. Right. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I just saw that.
Is it good?
I saw that on Friday.
Is it good?
Loved it.
Okay,
loved it. Great in-theater movie.
Okay.
Yeah, in theater. Okay.
Grab some popcorn and a nice cherry Coke.
Harrison Ford is still doing it, huh?
At 81.
Really entertaining.
He's 81.
81.
Damn.
That check is live, man.
You and Greg Popovich.
I mean, he just did part of the Yellowstone thing with Helen Mirren. I think the combined average age was 88 between those two.
Oppenheimer?
I'm here for that.
I heard that's – I'm only going to go see one.
You have okay. –
well, no, I have no, to go no, see no, – no.
Well, then Spider-Man has to win out then.
I can't. When am I going to steal out 2.5 hours by myself?
I got
without
it.
Three
I'm
kids?
An A-list member.
I'm saying I need to go see one.
I can send you some stubs.
Okay.
Bootlegs or something. I got a bootleg plug for you.
Okay,
let's just bring the criminality to this program.
I can't condone that.
I have some streaming.
Jay,
I was going to offer
tell your wife that we have show meetings after it's going to be like 3 hours.
For 3 hours show meetings?
Yeah, like a 3 hour show meeting. We got to talk through things.
Oh, no,
like,
because I'm going to be laid back in those reclining chairs. Come back like I just had.
Yeah, the stadium seating. You'll be out cold.
Undrafted. That's not really. That's with Steph Curry. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Yeah, because there's going to be a
part 2 of
that.
You guys don't really care about
that. I'm really out on a Mission Impossible. I don't really do that.
They're good movies.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Not doing that.
Got to see my
Mutant
bro.
Mayhem?
Not doing that.
Got to see Dr. Splinter.
And my wife said Barbie.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
I'm out on Barbie.
I'm out on Barbie.
Margot Robbie? No?
Yeah, no. I love Margot Robbie.
You can't go see both.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe for my daughter, man. I can take my daughter to go see Barbie.
I just
leave
love
her and Barbie. You go see Oppenheimer.
Exactly.
Two girls, one
she's
stone,
four. I can't really leave her alone.
Take her to see Oppenheimer.
See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you put childcare in the hands of Alan Yates. Then you're leaving kids in cars.
Man, Jay's little baby daughter is an advanced human.
Yes, she
is. She's still four.
She's like a pseudo mom for
little
babies.
She's still four.
So there you go. Salt. Just take her to see Oppenheimer, then. It's fine.
That's aggressive.
Problem solved.
I need to go see that one by myself.
I need to learn the world.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. One trailer.
Boom. Learn it through this. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Welcome.
One trailer I saw today about Napoleon.
Napoleon,
with Joaquin
right?
Phoenix. Looks fantastic.
When's that coming out?
Not till later on this fall. It's
go
called
see,
preview.
You mean, the tease 5 months away?
It's called preview. They give you something to look forward to.
I'm talking about now.
The verse.
Well, then Spider-Man. Okay. Multiverse.
I can take my son.
Listen to the soundtrack on the way. Your kids will be bopping. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Soundtrack is banging.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Soundtrack.
Thank you. That's all.
So now, so far, we discussed movies, Pat's mom being mad at us, and our top five list here on ESPN Radio this morning.
We cover a lot of material.
Oh, man. We're versatile. We're versatile like that. But when it comes to being versatile, we know how versatile the Portland Trail Blazers will have to be when they tried to trade Damian Lillard. Although their general manager, Joe Cronin, said, strap in, it's going to be a bumpy and longer ride than you think.
I think what I've learned more than anything is patience is critical. Don't be reactive. Don't jump at things just to seemingly solve a problem. I think the teams that have ended up in the most positive situation post-trade have been the ones that have been really diligent and taken their time and not been impulsive. The teams that kept their urgency under control. So I think that's how my approach has been with this and will be with this, is we're going to be patient. We're going to do what's best for our team. And we're going to see, you know, how this lands. And if it takes months, it takes months.
Speaking of movies,
yes.
You know those movies where an act plays out and then the person literally like stops the action in the movie, says, now, this would have happened if I had done this. Let's go back and let's redo this again.
Where they
right?
break the wall.
Rewind it all the way back, right?
Yeah.
And then they actually relive a different scene. You're like, oh, that's how it could have played out.
Got it.
This is how it's currently playing out.
Got it.
Like, that is what we just saw right here with Joe Cronin. Last week, he was talking about
well done
how incredibly he's built this organization and how we're building a winning culture and all these things. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, you're lying to me. You guys tanked the end of the season to get a top. You guys were in the Wembanyama sweepstakes. Like, just tell me the truth. Now, all of a sudden, that reality has changed, and he's playing a new reality, saying, actually, you know what? We're going to play it back at this speed, because now he's saying all the right things, Freddie. Now he's like, well, hold on a second. Now I'm not going to be rushed into a decision. Now that Aaron Goodwin has came out and said, hey, look, all these other teams will be getting an unhappy Dame if you were to go to these other places. We want to go to Miami. Now he's saying, okay, fine. You want to go to Miami? We're going to wait. Now I need to make sure that I get what's in exchange for the talent level of who Damian Lillard is. Now you're hearing rumors around 4 first round picks and more. And now the ball's in Miami's court. Because now I'm sitting here saying, hey, Dame, be a true professional. We're going to be a professional with the way we're going to deal you. We're going to get you to where you need to go at the end of the day. You want a deal to happen? Talk to Pat Riley. Talk to Mickey Arison. Have them give us what we need. And until they give us what we need, you're going to be a Portland Trailblazer. Are you going to say no to the money? Are you going to be disrespectful? Are you going to disrupt the franchise? Because all these things will follow you reputationally. Mm-hmm. So almost they reposition themselves to gain back the power and how the trade's going down.
Two smart things have happened ever since Damian Lillard put it out there through his agent that it's either Miami or nothing. Number one, we haven't heard a peep out of him in his organization. He's like, look, we said what he had to say. Now you guys handle it. That's the one smart thing, by not saying anything. The second smart thing is exactly what you mentioned as another negotiation tactic by the Portland Trailblazers. Look, we are going to make this happen, but we are not going to make a deal that's going to hamstring this franchise. We would be idiots to do something like that just because we want to give you what you want. So we all can start over. Well, you can start over and try to win a championship, have a better chance to do that with the Miami Heat, and we can go forward in the future and build from the bottom up and rebuild this all again. Because if you're in the middle, you're nowhere. You better be competing for a championship or believe you can win one or start everything and just start from the bottom and waylay everything and move up from that standpoint. The Portland Trailblazers were really, really smart to say, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to make this happen. You ain't rushing us. I don't care what you said, Damian Lillard. I don't care what your rep said. I don't care who says anything in the national media. We're going to do what we do when we're good and well and damn ready to make sure that's going to happen.
And you know what, Freddie? Coming up after the break.
Yes.
If priority one is Dame.
Okay.
Who's lower on the totem pole? I'm just going to I'll float that out there.
Okay.
I'll float that out there for when we come back from break.
I'm with that. I can't wait to see if he's number one. Who's going to be like Alan Yates' dog in number two? Jay Williams and Freddie.
Number two.
On ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
Busta, what it is right now.
He's Jay Williams. It's always good to find out with me, Freddie Coleman, at ESPN Radio and ESPNU, what it is right now, Major League Baseball. Busta only does it better than anybody else at ESPN Baseball. Inside him on Twitter at Busta underscore ESPN. Time for that progressive Major League Baseball snapshot. It was so fantastic, Busta, watching the home run derby. Julio Rodriguez, 41 home runs in that round, the most ever in the history of the home run derby. What was it like not only seeing that, but being on the field, Buster, and having all the interaction between the players, seeing what those guys were doing.
It is so much fun. And it's the most fun that I have is watching the other players watch these guys in the home run derby. Right. And I mean, you have, I mean, who cares what an idiot like me, you know, a little sports writer thinks about all this, to see other players, you know, sort of ooh and ah and gawk at, you know, someone like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Julio Rodriguez and what he's doing. That is the coolest thing. And to see the players, you know, walk up to these guys after they're done and give the hugs. There was a moment during the commercial break last night, Luis, when Randy Rosarena and Adolis Garcia and Luis Robert, you know, three Cuban-born players were standing out by home plate, and they're all given, like, this group hug. That was so much fun. And it was fun to see the players support each other. Like, after it was over, you know, Vladdy running up to Rosarena and them, you know, having a great time. He was watching, like, friends at a pickup basketball game. Like, hey, man, that was awesome. You know, seeing you shoot that well. It's a cool event. I don't think there's anything like it in baseball. And really, among the sports, I think it's kind of like the best version of any skills contest you're going to see.
Buster, last night when I'm watching it, it felt so much like fun.
Amen.
Right? It was
Amen.
Loose. It was easy.
Yep.
Why does it feel challenging that baseball can't capture that type feeling?
I think that, you know, I part of it tonight, and I think we're, you know, leading into the All-Star game tonight, I wish you would get that the sport would get back to, with the All-Star game, Jay, to having it be a competition. Because it really, you know, that last night, there was such that great feeling of, you know, the players competing on one level. I mean, Julio Rodriguez, when I talked to him after his first round with his 41 home runs, he was dripping sweat, and he was so happy. And the other players were really happy for him to capture, you know, someone who's so good at what he does. And at the same time, to have everybody celebrate that, that's really fun. And I wish that tonight with the All-Star game, we'd get back to the point where you could have the players, you know, competing in the way that they did in the Derby last night. And at the same time, you know, having them stay in and try to win and enjoy that moment, because that certainly was the way it was last night.
Buster Olney, he is the host of Baseball Tonight podcast, ESPN Baseball Insider. Hit him on Twitter at Buster_ESPN, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. The one thing I will say about baseball in the first half, the play's been better, the action's been better, games are shorter, fans are loving, even seeing the younger fan component starting to maybe discover or rediscover baseball, Buster. Am I reading that right or wrong based on what I've been able to see in the first half?
100%. You know, Jed Lowry, who, you know, he finished his career earlier this year. He's now working in the commissioner's office. We had a conversation in the field last night, and I said, look, I'm curious about your conversations with other players, because my sense is, I said, about 80% of the players I talk to love the new rules. They love the pitch clock. They love what it's done to the game. And he said, I think you got that number about right, that people enjoy this version of baseball because you still have nine innings, you still have 54 outs, you still have, you know, the scoring is about the same, but it's done in 30 minutes less and the pace is better. And Friday, I've told you about my focus group of one. That's my 19-year-old son, Jake,
right,
who is a sports crazy guy. And I, you know, in the past, I'd ask him, hey, you know, do you want to sit down and watch a game? He's like, no, it's too slow. And this year, hasn't missed a pitch of the Braves, his favorite team. You know, he loves to watch them, loves the action. It's just so different. And so I think the first half, and look, I feel like Rob Manfred has made mistakes during his tenure.
Right.
You know, the sign stealing scandal, the way he handled that, I don't think it was optimal. But in this case, for Rob, for Major League Baseball, they've absolutely hit it out of the park with the pitch clock and the rules changes.
Buster, what do you think is the biggest story that you're looking ahead to in the second half of the season coming up?
Well, because it's Shohei Ohtani, he is the biggest story, I think, as we get close to the trade deadline. You know, will the Angels actually have the guts to move him? You know, will Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, have the guts to trade him? Because you can make a strong case that the right baseball move for the Angels would be flip Ohtani into the trade market and get pieces back. Because you know a team like the Yankees or the Rangers maybe would be all in and give you some prospects to help build that organization. But I also would understand if Artie doesn't have the guts to do it.
Right, yeah.
Because he's such a star. And, you know, if you're the Angels, you know, do you want to deliver him out of town? I don't think you can. I think he's such a big star that he transcends that whole, you know, the baseball conversation about getting pieces in return. But over the next 3 weeks, that's going to be the biggest conversation. Will the Angels actually do that? I can tell you this. Last year, when the Angels front office did its due diligence and prepared possible trade conversations with Ohtani, from what I understand, when they took that to Artie, he went crazy. Like, what are you doing? No, we can't trade that guy. And I suspect that that probably would be the reaction this year as well.
Well, as much money as Ohtani is going to make, that's how much money the New York Mets spent for this team in 2023, and it has been a colossal, colossal failure. Jay and I, as Mets fans, were talking about this, Buster, about an hour and a half ago. Are they going to be sellers, or are they going to be staying put at the deadline? What does your gut tell you about the must-end-the-season Mets?
Well, you're right. They have generally been a disaster. You know, the old line from that book written, I think, in 1993, the worst team that money could buy. Yeah. They were on that trajectory, but the last week there's been some hope there. And I do feel like that they're going to crawl back into it and be relevant. And as long as they're competitive before August 1st, I don't think that they'll wind up trading off guys. If they do, then not only will you be talking about guys like David Robertson, potentially Tommy Pham, but I do think they'll have a conversation with Max Scherzer about whether or not he'll waive his no-trade clause.
Wow. Either way, it's going to be very interesting.
Hey, Buster, real quick, quick thoughts on Billy Epler.
I think he's really good at what he does, and I think their plan was sound, but I'd say more than anybody else in the organization, he probably is on notice at this point, and we'll see what happens in the next 3 weeks. If the Mets don't turn around, I think it pretty much locks in that they'll go after someone like David Stearns, the former head of baseball operations with the Brewers,
right,
who is on their radar, and perhaps to become Billy's boss for next year.
He has a great follow on Twitter, Buster_ESPN, not just an ESPN baseball insider. He's also the Baseball Tonight podcast. He is the Buster, what it is right now, only joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio. Always great to catch up, Buster, man. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight as well.
Thanks, Bus.
Thanks, guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and your smart speaker by playing ESPN Radio. and ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. And how about Allison Corpus? Not just winning the U.S. Open's Women's Championship for 2023, but did it at Pebble Beach, one of the hallowed golf courses in the world. She's a great follow on Twitter at Allison underscore SC. It's a pleasure to bring her here to join us here on ESPN Radio. Allison, has it really sank in that you are a U.S. Open champion, that that happened a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind ever since everything happened. I mean, I think it's starting to, but still it hasn't yet. But it's just, it's been really awesome so far.
Allison, I played Pebble Beach two times. The wind is just gnarly. It's insane. It's crazy. What was the most difficult or the most challenging part about playing Pebble Beach? Obviously, hole nine is very tough too. What do you think was the most challenging part?
Yeah, I think the most challenging part, honestly, was just not getting intimidated by the course and its history and just how iconic the venue was. I mean, it really was just a pinch me moment every single day to just go out there and play. But making sure that that didn't, I guess, like overwhelm the fact that I was here for another week of work.
You had a chance to make history. It was the first women's major ever held at the Pebble Beach venue. You said, and I quote, "This is really a dream come true. It was something I had dreamed of, but at the same time kind of just never really expected it to happen, just trying to take it in and enjoy the moment," end quote. When you finally were able to do that, Allison, and you had a chance that night later on where you put your head down on your pillow, what went through your mind about having that dream coming true?
Yeah, I mean, I still can't put it into words. It's so special, especially winning the U.S. Open. I mean, first win, and yeah, being at Pebble Beach. Just so grateful that I won, and yeah, just so excited.
So, Allison, this is a lot of times being a former professional athlete and somebody who's still crazy competitive. Mm-hmm. It's so fascinating because when you do something incredible, you take that moment, you absorb it, you're like, I can't believe I'm actually here. And then naturally, our brains go to, what's next? Like, how do I keep building? How do I keep going? How do you use this to fuel you forward into continuing to build off this win?
Yeah, it definitely gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, I can say that I'm a major winner and a tour winner now. So really looking forward to how, I mean, to just keep working hard and seeing if I can keep it up.
2023 U.S. Women's Open champion, Allison Corpus, hit on Twitter, Allison underscore SC, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio. One of your heroes made her final appearance at a major, and that is Michelle Wee West. And you talked about how much you had looked up to her. How surreal was it, Allison, that as you're winning that Open, that was her final major, and that was a really emotional moment for one of your heroes?
Yeah, I mean, I messaged her, I think, Saturday morning just saying, you know, thanks so much for being a role model for me growing up and just for how much you promote women's golf. And she messaged back pretty quickly just saying, you know, good luck, go get it this weekend. So that was really special to be able to connect with her in that way.
You're from the same private school in Honolulu that not only Michelle went to, but also President Barack Obama. So I'm thinking right now, Allison, maybe you're just a little bit above him at the school now that you're U.S. Open women's champion. I don't think I'm being too crass by saying that.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Allison, congratulations. Terrific job making history at Pebble Beach. I know only the future is going to be brighter for you. Thank you so much for joining us on ESPN Radio. You take care and be well, okay?
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks so much for having me.
Allison Corpus, like we mentioned, the 2023 U.S. Open champion, the Women's Open champion, first one to win a major at Pebble Beach, and underscore Allison underscore SC on Twitter. I can't even imagine being a part of something because you know what it's like to make your dream come true or have your dreams come true playing the NBA. I can't even imagine what that was like for her, not only doing it on that course, winning the U.S. Open Women's Championship, and then Michelle Wee West, one of your heroes, playing her final major.
Well, it has to be overwhelming, right? I mean, first off, you're winning your first major, which she said is a huge thing. From somebody who's played that course is extremely intimidating. I mean, just
what is that like,
literally,
by the way?
The locker room itself, you're like, oh my, some of the greatest golfers to ever, you know, play this sport have been here.
Right.
And you're playing some of these signature holes. Like, I remember back when I played, it was, I think, hole nine. It was like a par four, 450. And you're like, oh, my, it's a 450 par four. The wind's either coming in your face or is taking you out to the ocean. Every hole is on the water.
Wow.
It's just extremely intimidating. So for it to happen in that fashion, and then with the history behind her from the school she's from, Honolulu, yeah. Michelle Wie, and mm-hmm. Barack Obama, like, all that just adds to it. But like I said before, now it adds to, like, okay, this is the win.
Yep.
This is like a pelt on the wall. Like, what do you do with this moving forward? Which is, unfortunately, the world that we all live in as athletes.
Sure.
It's like, what have you done for me lately? But getting that first win is a major monumental moment in her career.
And by the way, the first by an American in the country's national championship since Brittany Lang did it in 2016. And believe me, she even got shouted out by President Barack Obama, who said on Twitter, "You make us all proud, and look forward to a round at Kapalua, which is, of course, in Hawaii." So when you get shouted out like that, that would be overwhelming for anybody. 25 years of age, winning a championship, and then having a name check from the former president of the United States. I can't even imagine the kind of emotions that were going through her mind. By the way, we got our man Jay Williams about to pay off on – there's a player out there who's feeling really, really slighted by the whole Damian Lillard stuff going on between him being traded.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is ESPN Radio.
Sorry.
He's not sorry. He's just Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU. You're going to be okay. ESPN Radio presented by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, all you need to do. Doc Martens and the saggy pants and the hat. You're all set now.
Man, I tell you, my voice was like an R&B singer.
You'd be it, huh?
Key used to always talk about, Key was like, if I had green eyes, oh. If I could sing.
I'd sing everything. I'm ordering food.
If I could sing with green eyes.
Remember Josh Hart when he said that when he was mic'd with the New York Knicks? He's like, yo, bro, if I could sing, I wouldn't be out here, bro.
No, man.
He said he'd be on tour.
I'm sure this has came up before, Freddie.
Yes,
it has. Has anybody ever asked you to sing? Because you got the pipes, you know what I mean? Have you ever tried to?
I sang in bands a long time ago when I was a kid, man.
Oh, no.
Sang in bands as a music.
Let me hear some, Freddie.
No, I'm not doing that here.
Give me a new R&B beat, Freddie. Freddie.
No.
Hot sauce.
The nation does not need.
This is what.
The nation.
This is what happens here on this show.
Uh-huh.
As Alan Yates.
Yes.
Oh, see.
Yeah. You're now listening to The Quiet Storm.
Jay Williams. You guys are killing me.
Next up,
a little Sade for you.
Just
want a favor.
Give me the male version.
The nation does not need to hear me sing.
It's just you talking over the beat, though.
You want me to do a talk up for you?
Yeah. Give me some of the work off.
We got Jay Williams here. We got Alan Yates over there. Coming up later on, we're going to have a little music mix for you involving a little.
See, but you're going too fast.
Earth,
so Freddie, slow down.
No. Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing. You do your thing. I'm going to do my thing.
Okay.
Let me do that thing. We got a little Earth, Wind & Fire coming up after that. We may slide a little Nita Baker that way, but there's a little Sade for you in The Quiet Storm. Just like that.
See, that pace felt way different than what you did originally. You were talking very fast. That pace felt right.
Let me do my thing.
Okay.
I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist.
You got it.
I couldn't resist.
I'm swiping right, Jay. I swear I would.
Pat would be like, what songs are these?
I think Pat knows who Anita Baker is, don't you? You know who Sade is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Name one song Anita Baker did.
Couldn't tell you.
At least he's honest.
Patti LaBelle.
I mean, this one.
Yeah, that would be a place to start. That's why I asked the question.
Sweet Love's in the Top.
How about
but
Patti LaBelle?
What it's called.
How about Patti LaBelle?
Yeah.
You eat the pies?
Everybody's Patti. Come on. Everybody.
Yeah. Don't look at me like no. that.
You talking about looks. Jay's over here winking
anyone
at you.
Anyone that's been to Walmart, the sweet potato pies sweet by Patti LaBelle, we've sampled. No, let's not front on that one.
Okay.
Right. Speaking of Philadelphia. Although we didn't mention Joe Scott, we should be completely.
Take a long walk, man.
Living my life like it's golden. Exactly. Living my life like it's golden.
Yeah. Liza on E flat.
Wait,
that
Jay,
gets
who
everybody
sings that one? The one that you were just singing.
Joe Scott.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I knew where he was going with
wah,
that.
Wah,
I knew
wah.
Where, I knew where he was going
How
with
did you
that.
Not see? You walked right into it.
You really did.
I knew it.
You put that. He put that in the middle of the fairway at Pebble Beach, just like you did.
No, he definitely would never put the ball in the middle of the fairway at Pebble.
100% no. Can't ride to the ocean.
I tried to help. Pat.
Right in that's the water.
Like,
every
that's
time.
Like, I don't need any help. We're beyond help.
Hitting a dolphin. It's going so far yeah. into the ocean.
Which one? Which the super dolphins or because they're still they're traveling in packs these days.
Orca. Plunk.
One of my buddies, we played the golf course at the TPC down in Florida. He said, Freddie, played that 17th hole. He goes, that water has at least 15 of my golf balls at the bottom of it.
So y'all know where to find me. You can find me at the 19th hole all day long, Freddie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Best I'm waiting for everybody. Course. Meet me there.
Yeah, best hole in the golf course.
There you go.
You never lose.
Never lose.
You're always under par.
Winner!
That's a birdie. No matter what, in the 19th hole, that's an eagle potential. Maybe a hole in one, depending on how you got to play it, as far as that goes. You mentioned something about 30 minutes ago involving with the whole Damian Lillard sweepstakes. Where the Portland Trail Blazers, Joe Cronin, the general manager, said, you know, Damian, we're not going to trade you before we're ready to trade you. See, you like that better now?
Yeah.
Just like that. You like that better now? You mentioned there's a certain guy out there that is feeling pretty slighted because the market is kind of cool on him. A certain Philadelphia beard waiting for a team known as James Harden.
I mean, look, you're sitting there saying, hey, we know that Dame is worth 4 first-round picks and more, maybe some players, right? Some high-level players.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there hearing that about Dame and then you're thinking about James Harden, you're like, what is James Harden worth? Like, if you're really the Clippers, now that you have Russell Westbrook, are you gonna trade the house for James Harden at this stage?
That is very fair.
Like, are you going to do that? No. So, hence you have Joel Embiid, who came out over the weekend and was literally saying, well, you know, we hope that James wants to come back. Pretty much saying, James, are you going to have a choice? Like, or is your only choice to come back on this one-year deal and prove that you are still the player we think you are? Even he had a hell of a season.
He did.
But it's almost like that's what's occurring. You're watching Dame say, hey, you can get so much in return. Then you're saying, well, James, what can you get? And you're saying, I'm not sure you can get a lot at all, James.
You know who James Harden is right now? He is Snoop Dogg at the Source Awards.
Oh, man.
Yo, NBA, I'm James Harden. You got no love for me? No love for... Well, let it be known then. And the NBA's let it be known. Ever since he opted in, not a cricket has been heard regarding... He is like Snoop Dogg at the Source Awards, not getting any love from any NBA.
It's just tough, man. I mean, at this stage of his career, are you opted into that money? Like, I mean, all the conversations that him and Joel Embiid have reportedly had, you saw them together at Michael Rubin's party at Fanatics during the 4th of July.
Right.
Like, and even hearing Joel Embiid talk about it, you felt like he was like, I'm trying to tell my boy what time it is. Like, in a very, very, very nice way.
Absolutely.
But he has to get it. He has to get it.
Yep. You're not lying. You're not lying.
That's where we are.
Well, that's where he is. And now... If you're James Harden, that you decided to bet on yourself and gamble on yourself, it's different, for example, you look at a Shohei Ohtani, who's going to gamble on himself, and believe me, he's going to get paid. He may want to be in the first $60 million per year player in North American sports. That's not a soccer player. That's going to be his future because he knows that market is not going to cool on him if the Angels don't trade him for the trading deadline. He's betting on himself because he can, and he's in a position to do that. James Harden still thinks he's that James Harden from 5, 6 years ago. that can bet on himself, and people will knock each other over to try to get his services. They've told him, look, you better stay in Philadelphia.
And by the way, Daryl Morey has gone through something similar before with Ben Simmons.
That's true.
It's like, okay, I'll wait you out. Let's wait it out until I get the right trade package. We're going to hold on to you. And then, by the way, if we don't get the right trade package, are you going to play James Harden for our relationship and for your reputation moving forward?
Because that's the question I was just going to ask you. If you're in James Harden's shoes and no trade happens, you've opted in, so you're going to get paid. You're going to get $35.6 million.
You're going to play. You're not going to do that to your brother. You're going to do that to Joel Embiid?
You're not.
After the way he's handled?
Right.
You opted in?
Right. But how awkward is that going to be going back to that team?
It's not
going to
be. I don't think it's going to be awkward at all for Joel Embiid. Because I think I would find it very hard to believe that the owner of the team, Josh Harris, Daryl Morey, and Joel Embiid aren't all having conversations saying, like, yo, this is, we're all on the same page.
Not so much for him. I misspoke. James Harden, how awkward is that going to be for him going back into that locker room after you want it out?
It'll be awkward, but I got $36 million. I'll get over it. I'll get over it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Like, hey, I took this gamble. The market says this. Great. Let's hoop.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you're out there hooping, Freddie. And at the end of the day, you know you got Joel Embiid as an MVP. It may not have worked out for your long term, but unless you're willing to jeopardize a guy who's your boy, like this is your boy now,
right?
That you're building this relationship with. Daryl Morey is your guy who went out of his way to get you to where you want to inevitably be. Now you're going to poo-poo on that after they've gone through all that for you? Like that would say so many bad things about James. So I don't think James will, and that's not who James Harden is as a player.
True.
That's not who he is.
Yeah. And I root for James Harden.
Me too.
I mean, I don't want him to fail because I look at a guy with that kind of ability and I know what he can do. I just want if he wants to have his ego take a step back to be that playmaker, that facilitator. You can be a point guard. And Tyrese Maxey becomes the number two. Joel Embiid is still the number one. And there's going to be those nights where James Harden is going to be that number one. I wonder how much of his ego and his game will have to be forced to take a step back. That's going to be something he has to deal with and agree with.
See, I don't think I think this is a completely different situation in Houston.
Okay.
I think there's actually a lot of respect and admiration for Daryl Morey and company and Joel Embiid. Hence, because if there wasn't a relationship, I don't think you would see James Harden with Joel Embiid at a party. I think James Harden would be ghost right now.
That's
true. He'd be back in Houston just chilling.
And by the way, they didn't seem to have one of those, you know, one person have a conversation, the other's listening. They both were engaging in dialogue. Yeah, they were not the perfect pair, at least last year. But
that's how you get your money, Freddie. Come back, put in work, destroy it, now pay me.
No doubt. Perfect Pair is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Greeny with Greenberg comes up next with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on the mighty ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.